This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Every week, we drop a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you're introduced to new athletes and stories when they drop every Wednesday. For this episode, we're checking in with some old friends I met earlier this year in Phoenix during Super Bowl Media Row. Superstar athlete Monty Briggs, who seems to excel at every sport, and his coach, Chad Williams. They join us from Estrella Foothills High School in Buckeye, Arizona. Let's learn how they both got involved with Special Olympics, all the sports Monty plays, and what could possibly be next. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and right now we're going to check in with some old buddies that I met earlier this year during the Super Bowl out in Phoenix, Arizona. It's my main man, coach Chad Williams, and athlete Monty Briggs. First of all, Monty, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
It's good to see you. I'm happy. I'm happy about that. Coach Chad, how you feeling, man?
I'm doing excellent, too. Just got back into the swing of schools, and we're about ready to start badminton.
Listen, we love unified sports, and badminton is a sport that I haven't explored yet. I'm really looking forward to learning more about that. And then also the state championship that you guys picked up. First of all, Monty, you got to fill us in here, man. It's been a few months since we spoke and since I saw you during Media Row during the Super Bowl. For anyone who's not familiar, what sports do you compete in? I know there are a lot. Tell us about them. What sports are they?
That is badminton. Soccer, flag football. Don't get confused by soccer. Flag football. Not that soccer football in England.
American flag football.
Yes.
But I also understand with soccer, weren't you like the leading scorer too?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And any other sports did we leave out? You play all of them.
I did basketball and volleyball. Well, I didn't even play volleyball. We never had a game, but yeah, I did participate in volleyball for a bit.
This guy, Monty, he plays everything. So let me ask you, this is a better question. What sport don't you like?
Well, I don't like.
Ooh. You like all of them. You like all of them, I guess.
I can't say all of them. I don't like tennis.
Oh, well, we found one. Now, I coach. Yes, go ahead, Monty.
I don't like golf that much. I don't know. It's a full pace. And the one I really don't like is hockey. I don't know how you do that. I don't know. I never got into hockey that much. And when I tried it, it wasn't really my favorite.
But you live in Arizona. I think it would make sense to ice Arizona. It doesn't necessarily go together. But that's just me. Coach, this is a question for you, man. What got you involved with Special Olympics and Unified Sports?
Working with Travis Haley. He was running our Unified Sports for the district, and he asked me to do it for help out 2 years ago, and it went well. I did volleyball, and we started our own program at each school in our district. And so I had coached high school basketball for 8 or 9 years, and I wasn't going to do that anymore. And he's like, hey, I got something I think you'll really like. And I mean, I've loved every second of it. It's been great.
And anyone who's not familiar with unified sports, it allows people with and without intellectual disabilities to just get out there on the field, on the court, and to go out and play. Now, Monty, for yourself, what has this opportunity meant to you? How cool is it to play unified sports? What has it done for you?
It's great playing for other people, getting meet new people. You know, it's real at first. Like when I first joined, it was real at first how they didn't know, because at first I was so used to you go to a gym, you know, there'll be like 100 people, and then you gotta wait, and then you gotta try out for a team and all that. I'm so used to that. So doing Unified, it was real, but once you get more and more into it, you know, you start liking it.
So you're in high school right now. You've been participating in Special Olympics for a few years. What does inclusion mean to you? To be able to even go out and play all of these sports, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, playing against different competition. I won your state. You know, it means a lot.
I can dig it. Now, Coach Chad, man, what's this I hear about a state championship? I see there's quite a few sports. What's the deal there? You guys are just winning everything, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, we like to think so. But I actually know nothing really about soccer. But Monty, he's good at every sport. And he really is. He qualified for state last year in badminton. But he's our leading scorer in soccer. And then we also have a really good partner that was able to help out. And Monty scored a game in the state championship. And so our partner. So we only had two goals, but they were pretty big ones.
Hey, Monty, man, for all of these sports that you love to play, when you're not actively playing sports, what are some of your other hobbies? I mean, are you playing video games? You listening to music? You watching movies? What else do you like to do?
I do games sometimes. And we do that. Movies. I watch movies, but not that much. You know, I watch movies when, you know, like way at night when I have my popcorn ready. If I feel watching a movie, I do that. Shows, I watch shows, but not really much. Now, if you ask me like 5 or 6 years ago, he'd tell you all about shows I watched, but now I forgot them all.
Well, that's a lot, man. That's a big range. Let me ask you this. Like, I like one of my favorite movies, and you tell me if you like this movie as well. I like Batman. I don't remember the name, the one with the Joker. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, there's many Batman movies.
Yeah, the Batman, like, where the Joker tried to rob the bank at the beginning of the movie. I think that was a Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, it was the Dark Knight Rises.
Did you like that one? Did you like that movie?
Oh yeah, I liked it. The ending was confusing, but I liked that.
Well, the Joker's just crazy. He's never gonna go anywhere. That's the ending. He's never gonna go anywhere.
No. I'm not talking about the Joker. What was it?
With Batman?
No. It was okay. You know, Batman there was a bomb on the 6-wheel truck, right? And Batman had his Batwing, and he was taking it right over the ocean, and he had the chance to drop it right there, but he decided to commit the unthinkable and hit suicide.
No, Batman, listen, no, he lived. He saved everybody lived. This is what you need to understand, Monty, and I think Chad can back me up here. Batman and the Joker are like peanut butter and jelly. They are going to be together fighting each other forever. And wouldn't you say so, Chad? Wasn't that probably the idea?
Yeah, because when I was younger, I don't know how old you are, but there was a Batman, and they were together then. That was like late 80s, early 90s, and they're still battling it out.
Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. Yep. No, they're probably having a cane fight somewhere now at this point. What has this opportunity just to coach with Special Olympics meant to you, Chad?
It's been great. You know, everyone's excited. They appreciate what we do. We've had some great partners this last year that have really got it going, because it was the first year and people that we didn't really know about it, and I didn't do a great job really getting it out there. And we have a girl on a volleyball team, and I believe she's a state volleyball player of the year, and she came to me and wanted to do it, and she's been great about recruiting other people. And it's just been a great experience. We hosted a basketball game last year and the gym was packed, and they may or may not have been chanting Monty's name. So he's kind of like a little celebrity around the campus, if I'm being honest.
It sounds like it. Well, Monty, with all the sports that you participate in, everything you've played, do you have a favorite memory? Is there one thing that really stands out? Is it people chanting your name?
Yes, but no, my favorite memory is winning state while I'm wearing my t-shirt.
Oh, and that's for soccer. For anyone who can't see it, that's state for soccer, man. You're a big deal. And you led the whole team in goals scored, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what sport do you want to play that you haven't tried yet?
I'm thinking about trying it. I may go into one in 1 or 2 years later from now, and that is wrestling.
Wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Look, man.
It's been my goal. It's been my goal to win a belt. So I may think about going. There's this place in New Jersey that I may go to and train how to wrestle.
Well, you're a big, strong dude, man. I don't know if I'd want to get in the ring with you. I'd probably end up on the losing side.
Mm-hmm.
He agrees.
He actually has a belt that he brought to school last year after we won state. He had a belt one day that he brought around campus.
Well, listen, I understand Monty is a big deal. Monty is certainly a winner. For you, Chad, is there a favorite experience that you've had so far throughout this process?
It was when we hosted the basketball tournament last year, because it was the whole entire schools during the day. I think we had three other schools there, and some parents came. My mom and aunt, uncle, they were able to come, and had some students that came up to me that were in the stands that said, "We want to be a part of this. This is just so great." And it was awesome just to see everyone get to experience that. And we had a couple of basketball players on our team, and they reffed, and they're like, "That was such a neat experience." And they wrote about it in their journal. So it was definitely that.
That's a lot.
Winning state wasn't too far behind it either, though.
Yeah, not too shabby to have some options now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Monty, when you think about all of these experiences and your favorite memories, who or what has inspired you to just do all of this, to play these sports, to be a winner? What inspires you?
Well, what's inspired me to do this? I should say from y'all, whoever owned it. I don't know who started Unify. Whoever started Unify inspired me to do this for real.
Okay. That's a good point. Chad, what say you, man? What keeps you going? What lights the fire?
I love sports to begin with. But just seeing like how like every interaction that we have, and every time we go play a different sport and go to something, it's always a positive interaction. And so you leave those events just with a smile on your face and watching everyone's enjoyment out of it.
I've seen this firsthand all over the country, all over the world. People find out about Special Olympics and just the opportunity to participate in sports, and they go, "Wow, I'm finding out about this for the first time. I didn't know that I could do this or do that." What advice or what would you say to someone who isn't fully in the know about this experience?
I didn't know much about it either, and I didn't really realize how it worked with partners and athletes. And I would say to talk to the partners. Sometimes they get more enjoyment out of it. But then you walk around in campus and then you see, you know, some of the partners and athletes sitting with each other. And like I said, this guy's the big man on campus around here. So I would just say to talk to some people that have experienced it.
Monty, man, what does coach mean to you?
Coach? He's a great coach. You know, he's a leader. He read people in the right way, you know. And you see what he done. He helped us win the championships. Hey, you should probably put him in the Hall of Fame sometime.
I did not tell him to put that down, but I mean, that's not a bad idea either.
Hey, you know, I mean, for everything that you guys have already accomplished, how about we create a Hall of Fame and put both of y'all in it?
That works, but it's got to be the Travis Haley Hall of Fame, because he's the one that's got this going on our campus, and he's just been a great advocate of the Special Olympics, not within our school, but also like within the state and the surrounding areas for adults in Special Olympics as well.
When you're not participating in athletics yourself, Chad, as a coach and as a mentor to so many young folks, what occupies your time? How do you find the balance to do all of it?
I do a lot of I got a dog and I don't have any kids. So I do a lot of hiking with him. It's a little too hot to be doing that. I started boxing about a year and a half ago, and that's just to try to get a workout in. And I really enjoy that. And I watch a ton of sports, probably like this guy.
Well, we all sit down and watch a ton of sports. Monty, go ahead, man. You got to drop the favorite teams. Who are some of your favorite pro sports teams?
Oh, favorite pro sport. For me, I'm a huge Ravens fan. If you want to know why, it's not because of Lamar Jackson. Everybody saying that. It's actually because of Ray Lewis. Yeah. Due to Ray Lewis, I'm a huge Ravens fan.
So is Lamar Jackson going to stay healthy enough to help him win a championship this year?
Honestly, Lamar Jackson, if you go back to his draft, he did say he's going to win one for the Ravens. So he's going to have to keep his promise and do that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, I hear you. He did say he wants to win one. I know he just got paid a lot of money, and so hopefully it works out for him. You think the Odell signing is a good move for the Ravens as well?
Yeah, it's a lot. Because, you know, back in 2016, when Odell was, high into it, everybody wanted to be Odell into it, he could probably lead people to come to the Ravens as well.
Okay. I certainly hope so. So this is kind of one of my final questions to wrap things up. I know you're a big Ravens fan. Who wins the Super Bowl? Are the Chiefs going to win it again?
I don't know. I want to go with this.
Okay, go for your team.
I'm gonna go for the hard take here. I'm gonna say this: Aaron Rodgers is gonna have a phenomenal season and win the Super Bowl.
You know the last time the Jets won a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Anything could happen. We got the Bengals. I forgot. What 2019, 2020, 18, 19, 20 season. Look, they only had like three wins that season. Next season came around, they were like, they have like 14 wins. And
That's the Joe Burrow effect. You get Joe Burrow, you win some games. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers can help out the Jets. It's been since 1968, 1969, but what does that have to do with today? You're 100% correct. Anything could happen, a whole lot of nothing. Hey, listen, Monty, we all can't be winners and superstars and champions and have belts like you, but we can aspire to be you. What does inclusion mean to you, Monty? Go ahead.
Inclusion? I know everybody want to be me, but you got to work like me. I was on the bench, you know, I wasn't always the top guy. I was on the bench, you know, I had to, you know, wait my turn and all that. But once you get the opportunity, like I say, never will opportunity go to waste. When I see opportunity, I take it.
I love it, man. When I see opportunity, I take it. Final question to you, Chad, as well. What does inclusion mean to you?
It's everything that's we're trying to get on campus. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. We want everyone to feel a part of like our team, our school, our community. And it's just been great to see just in a year since we started here and how much it's grown.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining on. And before we get out of here, one last question. Do you guys have a question for me?
Yeah. What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport, this may be a cop-out answer, all of them. I watch it all. I watch basketball, baseball, football, tennis, international football, soccer. I watch everything, NASCAR. So I'm just a huge sports fan. But more importantly, man, I'm a fan of what you've been able to accomplish and do. And it may be sooner than later I could check out one of your games out in Arizona. Good deal?
That sounds right to me.
No doubt about it. A big shout out to Chad and my main man, Monty, for holding it down in Arizona. You've been checking out the Agents of Inclusion podcast. I got to step my game up and be more like Monty. Thank you to superstar Monty and Chad for sharing their stories and connection. I think Monty can go out and play anything. I need to go ahead and step my game up. If you'd like to play like Monty, coach like Chad, volunteer, or support in any way possible, go to SpecialOlympics.org to see how you can get involved wherever you live. There are events all year round, all over the world. Just go to SpecialOlympics.org to see about where you live. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive.